W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Spongy Void by Andrew Hansen and Jessica Roberts, narrated by the authors.
Warning!
Some of the characters in this story become horribly trapped. If you feel the walls closing in around you while listening, you might want to listen somewhere nice and open, such as 1.
A majestic clifftop.
2.
An open field with bouncing bunnies.
3.
Outer space. Chapter 1. The Worlds Collide. Babshaki was dreaming of his father, lost among strange faces in purple fog, when a strong whiff of Parmesan cheese filled his nostrils. "Prong!" spluttered Bab, springing awake. "Scalar, what are you doing in my bedroom?" Prong the Ibis Mummy cocked her bandaged head at the young pharaoh.
"Sorry to wake you,"
she honked sweetly.
"I wanted to meet your flesh mum. She sounds like the most lovely person. You keep talking about her and leaving Mumphus to come back to this sweet little shack and see her. But I found her asleep, same as you. So instead, I came to protect you, in case any moth mummies or giant shoes attack you again."
"My mum might have seen you," Bab whispered sharply. "I've told you, Prong, we mustn't let her see the animal mummies. Her professors might put you guys in a museum or a mummy zoo."
"Oh, that's right,"
honked Prong.
"I keep forgetting a mummy zoo would be bad. It sounds like fun, with lovely visitors who throw me dustburger crumbs as treats. Yum!"
She planted her wings together, pleading.
"Bab, please put me in a mummy zoo."
"Scalar," snapped Bab, turning to the fish mummy beside Prong. "I expect you to know better." Scalar used her sewn-on legs to jump onto Bab's bed.
"I started getting worried about Prong's whereabouts,"
she explained.
"So I sand swam over to your house. It's the only place Prong knows other than Mumphus. Sure enough, here she was, standing guard, being the great pharaoh protector that she is."
Scalar's voice was a dry monotone. Bab couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or not. He sighed. "My mum can see you, Prong."
"How come that's such a problem anyway?"
asked Prong.
"I know my face is a bit old and cracked, but I'm not that ugly. She should come and visit Mumphus."
Bab glanced out of his bedroom window. Out there across the desert glowed the magical city of Mumphus with its wonky pyramid. The city of the animal mummies was usually invisible to people, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?